You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty Jim. Cabinet. Every cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't take.
The artist of the day, and who knew that this was Queen?
Who knew?
Even though the name of the song is Killer Queen.
Everyone on the planet knew that.
I just didn't know they had so many hits, Rod.
What?
Please. They had so many hits, they had to put out two greatest hits records. Do you still have my Queen's Greatest Hits in there? Did I leave it in there?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go find it in the back office.
Run, Do Not Walk. I went and saw the movie last night.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, so now you're an expert.
Yeah. I didn't realize how much I liked Queen. Took my kids. I'm like, I'll be fine. Whatever. They sing We Will Rock You. Whatever. I loved that movie. And I know the critics panned it. I'm telling you, the critics are wrong. They are dead wrong. I loved every second of every minute of that movie.
We were thinking about it. We got too busy this weekend. And then the thing that sucks is we're going to go next weekend. But my mother really wanted to go see it.
Oh, she'll love it.
But she's going to be in Wichita this week. And so we don't know when we're going to get to the movie. It was number one at the box office over the weekend with 50 million domestically, 72 million internationally.
I don't know who that actor is. He's amazing. Just absolutely amazing. And here's the deal. I read the reviews. That's terrible. Don't go see it. It's horrible. The critics hate this movie. And then I had two friends go see it, then five friends, then six friends. Every single one of them said, you will laugh, you will cry, you will be clapping, you will love it, you will be singing along.
How did you not know Queen had so many hits?
I loved it. Well, I kind of did, I guess, but like I just am not a huge rock fan, and so I'm sitting there going, oh, yeah, there's another one. Huh, yeah, there's another one. Oh, yeah, they did that one.
Like, I want to ride my bicycle? You don't know that?
I love them. I love the movie. You will love the movie.
I'm sure. Well, we wanted to take my mom because I'm like, Rod, my mom's actually seen Queen in concert.
You just keep rubbing it in.
Oh, I didn't know this. Sacha Baron Cohen was originally slated to play Mercury before dropping out in 2013. He would have looked just like him as well, but my God.
But can he act?
That was the big thing is when they first started talking about the Queen movie, Sacha Baron Cohen, and everybody went crazy. Like, he's going to be an awesome Freddie Mercury.
Looks just
he's
like
the weird method actor guy and all the stuff, but then they got this kid and everybody was like, that's never gonna work. And
I heard critics hate the show.
Everybody I've talked to liked it. I talked to some guys this weekend that are like hardcore fans of Queen, and they said if you can, there's things about the movie that aren't exactly accurate, or some of the time,
like, he wasn't really gay.
No, that's true, he was.
Oh,
there were some things in the timeline that they kind of got out of order. But they said if you go in and just enjoy the movie, it's a great movie.
Right.
But if you go in like, as a Queen historian, you'll be mad.
See, that's silly. That would be like me going to a Thin Lizzy movie. I'm not going in there to base it on its historical accuracy. Just entertain me.
File this also under things I did not know. Did not know Freddie Mercury was from India.
Okay, I don't know. He's English, but maybe he had some...
No. Mom and Dad are, here we go.
Oh, Captain Encyclopedia to the rescue.
Mom and Dad are Indian.
But they're not from India. They're actually from Zanzibar.
Right, whatever. Oh, God.
That's a little island off the coast of East Africa.
Right.
Down by Tanzania.
Again, file this under something I did not know.
There was a revolution there. Thousands of people were killed, and so they fled. And they wound
up. I love
Dan
Weinbaum. I especially love how angry it makes Scott.
Right. So, Scott.
He's a Zanzibarian.
I don't think that anyone realized he was a Zanzibarian to the point that, and they touch on this in the film a little bit, and I'm not wrecking the film, I promise you that, his father is a very traditional Zanzibarian man. You know,
now, they are of Indian descent,
yeah,
of course.
They want him to go be...
It's on the edge of the Indian Ocean.
You know, they want him to study and be a good boy and come home and marry a nice
Zanzibarian
girl. Mm-hmm. You know, and they talk about that. It touches on the cultural issue with him being a, quote, musician and rock star and certainly gay is an issue, I think, in a traditional Zanzibarian family. It's amazing.
Okay.
It's a fun movie. Feels good.
Does feel good.
It just feels good. Some heartwarming moments.
I fully intend to see it. I love Queen. I enjoy their music a lot.
Yeah.
I fully intend to go see it. I'm trying to find some music in here of theirs and then some that isn't theirs, and we can play Queen or not Queen with Dana Wright. but I'll have to look for it here. Maybe we'll do that in a minute.
I knew this. Mercury spent most of his childhood in India before moving to England, Scott. And his given name was Farouk Bulsara.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
I figured I was the only one who did not know that. Now you know.
A little Queen trivia for everybody then. What other famous rock star died on the exact same day as Freddie Mercury? And this other person's death, of course, like Michael Jackson to Farrah Fawcett, was overshadowed by the death of Freddie Mercury, who died shortly after he did.
I have no idea.
1991?
Mm-hmm.
No idea.
Eric Carr from Kiss.
Oh.
Died on the exact same day as Freddie Mercury. Who knew?
Who knew?
Not very many people.
Okay.
Now we go with who cared?
Right? Anyway, go see it. It's worth your $10.
Oh,
I really
did the kids
it.
Like it?
They loved it.
They did?
Yep.
Okay.
How can you not sing and dance along when they discuss how they came up with boom, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch? I mean, you just start tapping your feet. You can't not enjoy that.
Some of the fun parts is the creation of
how they created
the songs.
These songs. Yes.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right. Hang on for just a second. We'll do this. Maya, by the way, my youngest, is becoming a gigantic Queen fan. That's all she wants to listen to now.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love when young people discover older music, if you will.
Here we go. Queen or not Queen? You ready?
Lay it on me. No. Strange Magic?
That's not Queen?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Mm. No! That is not Queen.
Okay. Queen or not Queen?
No! I hate that song.
Okay, I'm just checking to see how much you really learned over the weekend at the Queen movie. Because you didn't realize they had so many hits. I'm just shocked. Do you want to borrow my Queen records?
No, but I really liked it.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you enjoyed it. All right. When we get back, the food destined for homeless people in Kansas City. Confiscated. Thrown away, apparently, by our very own health department. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Man, I told you, we love those Brooklyn Inn sheets so much that when it came time for my daughter, needed a new set of sheets, I went straight to Brooklyn Inn. .com. They now she now has them on her bed. Loves those sheets. They are the most luxurious sheets you will ever sleep in, and they are deeply discounted when you compare them to traditional bedding that you find on the commercial market. In fact, do you know most bedding out there is marked up as much as $300? Not at brooklinen.com. No unnecessary markups, no unnecessary fees. Luxury bedding without the luxury price.
We just got a king-size bed, and which meant that the queen-size Brooklinen sheets would not fit on it. So what did we do? The first thing we did was order king-size sheets through brooklinen.com. They arrived on Friday. They had a simple philosophy, as Dana was telling you just a moment ago, offer the most beautiful, comfortable home essentials without those crazy prices. Our Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use a promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. They're so confident they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code KMBZ. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
In twilight glow I see.
Willie.
Blue.
On a Monday edition of the Dana and Parks program. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Story here from Channel 5. The Kansas City Health Department dumped food that was prepared for the homeless last evening. Ilas Davis Park is one of three places where the health department stopped a group calling itself Free Hot Soup. The group called Channel 5 News and said health inspectors dumped out food, such as bean soup, and then told them to leave the parks. For the first 3 years, Jennifer McCartney has wanted to pay it forward. Quoting here from Jennifer McCartney, "We got sick of looking and seeing people on the streets that were hurting. She volunteers with Free Hot Soup, an organization that brings food and clothing to Kansas City's homeless community." Quoting here again from McCartney, "We have hats and gloves because it's cold and they have no home. Some homeless even depend on these meals." Quoting from Paul Spicer, who is a recipient of Free Hot Soup, "It lifts you up and makes you feel like you can make it." McCartney was shocked when police and health inspectors showed up at Ilas Davis Park where the volunteers were serving a meal. McCartney says there were plenty of people waiting in line. The health department tells Channel 5 the group was serving improperly prepared food without a permit. They shut down three locations where McCartney and other volunteers were working.
You know that they just want the money. The city just wants the money for the permit. They don't care if you get salmonella.
One volunteer took video of inspectors dumping food into plastic bags and said they also poured bleach on it so that it could not be reused. The health department says that is a normal practice to make sure that no one eats discarded food. What do you do?
My girlfriend said the health department not only bleached the food, they then left it dumped in the parks.
Should anybody be able to just go serve food to the homeless? They're not selling it, right?
No, God, no.
Okay, I mean, it would be hard to sell food to a homeless person. Presumably, they don't have a lot of money.
So I have at least two people in my life who volunteer for Free Hot Soup, and that's what it is. It is this network of people. You go home at night, Scott. Let's say you make a big pot of potato soup for your family. You make an extra pot, and then you put it in these little containers, and you donate it to Free Hot Soup. You can do sandwiches, too, wrapped in tinfoil, okay?
Okay.
And the friends I have who volunteer for Free Hot Soup are very passionate about it. They love that organization. They have met the homeless people. They've become friends. They know their names. They know something about their backstory. And they are all completely livid that this happened. Not only that it happened, but in the manner in which it happened, while the people were lined up to be served. And I cannot imagine a bigger waste of, you know, good fellowship than the city coming in and dumping on these people as they are serving the homeless. And some of these people have children. And in one of the quotes I read in the Star article, they said, "Can we not at least feed the kids? We came here to eat. Can we not at least feed the kids?"
I would love for somebody who works for the city who can address this for us to call in. You're welcome. You certainly will not be berated on this show. We don't play that game. We're not like that. You will be treated certainly with courtesy and respect. But if somebody from the city or the health department in particular, could call in and explain to us how this works and why it works this way, we would thank you in advance. The other thing, if somebody from Free Hot Soup is listening and you were there last night, if you too could explain, number one, the purpose of the group, I think it's to feed the homeless. Number two, the city says that they told you in advance you needed a permit. Is that true? And if so, why didn't you try to get one? Somebody says on the text line the permits are actually free. But let me ask you a question, because I'm a little bit torn on this as I was reading the story.
You understand this is not an organization. This is not a charity.
Okay.
This is
just a group
network of volunteers,
okay,
who make extra and dole it out.
Okay. But let me ask you this. Is the real reason that the food was confiscated, bleached, and dumped because the health department doesn't want potentially bad food being served to homeless people? Or is it perhaps, and this is the cynic in me, that the city doesn't want large lines of homeless people at Ilas Davis Park in downtown Kansas City, Missouri?
Probably both. but a lot more on the latter than the former. And here's why. The city said we've had complaints. Well, I find that hard to believe. The homeless people aren't going away. Free hot soup hasn't created more homeless people.
No, that's true.
They are just helping the ones who need it. Listen to a man named Casey Gallagher on Facebook. He writes, the health department is not concerned with anyone serving food at an incorrect temperature or without the required permit. Free Hot Soup is not an organization, nor is it an incorporated nonprofit. It's just a group of people that formed in the community, saw a need, and met that need. What this is a political agenda being pushed by city officials. They want the homeless to go to the other agencies listed on this flyer. And the city did. The city listed this flyer of different organizations that they allow to serve meals to the public. City Union Mission, City Union Mission Family Center, City Union Mission Youth Department, okay? He says the city wants to push the homeless people to those organizations because those organizations receive federal or state funding. They're saying this is about funding and about politics, whereas this community of people who just engage with the homeless, share stories with the homeless, get to know them. They're doing this from the heart. And not that, you know, City Union Mission and the great work that they do doesn't come from the heart. That's not what I'm saying. The point of this was for it to not be organized. This doesn't have to be some big 501c3,
okay,
you know, with leadership and funding. And it's just people doing something good because it makes them feel good.
I wonder, and somebody was writing in something about the American Royal, and which is obviously a fantastic tradition and event here in Kansas City. But do they get worried about bad food being served at the American Royal? Do they go in and test every meat that's cooked at the American Royal being sold to you and me who bought tickets?
I'll give you another one. Any church
that has
hosting
a potluck.
Any potluck on any day of the week.
But here's where I get a little bit cynical about the city here. When you have a church potluck, where is that potluck usually held?
At the church.
Right. Not in a city park, right in the heart of downtown. I can't help but think that the reason the city wants them out so badly is they're afraid this is going to become a habit where people with free hot soup start showing up at Iowa Davis Park every Sunday night. Here come all the homeless from, you know, the riverfront park and wherever they are, maybe under a bridge, God forbid. And then you get long lines of homeless people in a major public park in the heart of downtown Kansas City. They just don't want to see it. They don't want to see homeless people in downtown.
Go serve your free hot soup under a bridge somewhere where we don't have to look at it.
Which is why maybe, and there's nothing wrong with the name.
The City Union Mission.
City Union Mission. Yeah. Thank you. Fantastic organization, but they have a location.
It's enclosed.
That's right. They have a location.
Yeah.
And you get to go inside the City Union Mission and get your food, and nobody has to look at you. 576-7798. We'll get to all of your calls, your comments in just a moment. But first to the newsroom and Will Starrett.
One state's race for governor gets testy. That's next.
Dana right here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Call now. Your appointment with Scott and Steve. Make an appointment before Christmas gets here. Keep in mind they need a few weeks lead time if you're looking for something for someone in your life before Christmas, before the holidays. Get those orders into Scott and Steve now by private appointment only. Remember, they are wholesalers, which means you are going to save. In most cases, it will be about a half price or better. Half price or better as they design something for you and sell it directly to you. They've done our wedding rings. They've done my mother's ring, my earrings. They're just incredible. They'll do anything you want. Design that for you, sell it to you, and man, are you going to save. By private appointment only, call them now for your appointment with Scott and Steve. 913-660-9609 is the number to call. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
2:30 in Kansas City. From the KMBZ newsroom, I'm Will Starrett. The Republican candidate for Georgia governor has alleged with little evidence that Democrats sought to hack a voter database that'll be used in the elections tomorrow. Republican nominee Brian Kemp made the allegation just as reports emerged of a gaping vulnerability in a system that he controls as Secretary of State. Democrat Stacey Abrams fired back, saying she believes her opponent, quote, cooked up the charge because he realizes once again he left the personal information of 6 million voters vulnerable. Records show that duck boat that sank on Table Rock Lake last year had the original water pump on board replaced with a less powerful system. The original pumps could clear 250 gallons a minute. While the capacity of these specific replacements isn't clear, Coast Guard records show many of those original pumps were replaced with systems that could pump only 20 gallons a minute. No comment from the boat's owner. Traffic and weather together next. It's 2:31.
Dana right here for Dr. Tagg and the Center for Nutrition in Leawood at 135th and Row. What are you waiting for? Give Dr. Tagg a call for your free consultation. You know, my girlfriend's down more than 50 pounds. I lost 20, kept every ounce of that weight off. Walk in for your free consultation and see what Dr. Tagg can do for you. Medically managed weight loss. Yes, with a real medical doctor. He will get to the root cause, the reason behind your weight loss struggle. Whether for you that's a vitamin deficiency, maybe it's a thyroid problem. There's all kinds of things that can be going on with you that make it difficult to not only lose weight, but keep the weight off. Give Dr. Tagg a call. 913-814-8222. 913-814-8222 or taggnutrition.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Low pressure system moving out, so the rain tapering off through the latter half of the afternoon time and more clearing as we're cruising through tonight. Our afternoon high from the low to mid 50s and the overnight low at 40. We have another system zipping our way tomorrow. The clouds increasing early, about a 30% chance for rain by the afternoon time, the high upper 50s, so not a complete washout here. And then some clearing again Tuesday night to low 35. Sunny on Wednesday, the high mid to upper 40s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
49 downtown, 48 at the big airport, and at your official weather station. I'm Will Starrett. Midterm election coverage on KMBZ begins when the polls close tomorrow night. Presented by Wholesale Batteries, the right battery the first time. News 98.1 KMBZ.
Sammy Hagar. 576-7798. There was a text that Dana was just reading to me that reminded us. It was years ago, they had a bunch of leftovers down at the American Royal. And a group, I don't know if it was affiliated with the American Royal, if it was a separate group, was going around collecting a lot of this leftover meat that these contestants were making and selling. And they were going to give it to the homeless. The city got wind of it, if I remember the story correctly, came down, confiscated all the food, and then poured bleach on it and dumped it. I just don't understand what the problem is. You know, maybe I just can't stand government so much that I refuse to see the other side, and maybe there is another side. But it's just like... you know, and I know people are going to call in and say, well, you've got to get permits. I see somebody online right now is going to say that, and that's fine. And then there are plenty of people on the text line who are saying, well, you've got to get permits. You know, that's the way it works. Well, here's another thing you have to get a permit for that drives me insane. I have to get a permit for a garage sale.
In certain cities,
in Roland Park, they have two. I can only use the city I live in as the example. In Roland Park, we have 2 days, one in the spring, one in the fall, where you do not have to have a permit to have a garage sale. Everybody just has one.
Right.
But if I wanted to have one, say, this Saturday, which is not an organized citywide garage sale day, I would have to go to City Hall and get a permit to sell my stuff in my driveway. Why? America, you need to start questioning the rules that your government creates for you.
Now, do we want health inspectors in restaurants where you can't go back and see the kitchen? Yes.
Sure, of course.
Once a year, should someone go back and make sure they don't have, you know, a rat infestation?
Yes. Or roaches, you know, poop on the floor, stuff like that. I totally understand that. There is a role for government. I'm not saying there isn't a role for government. But sometimes government gets a little arrogant and out of control. And if I want to make five burgers and drive them down and feed them to homeless people living under a bridge, what do you care?
I wonder if taking it to the streets has a permit. I'm going to text Scott and ask him. Okay. Little master.
Calvin in Overland Park. Hello, Calvin.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I used to, right now, just do socks and water. You can't get in trouble for that. But when I was out in Denver, had a youth group, we were told if we did it in groups of 25 or less and called it a picnic, it would be legal.
Just so say it's a picnic.
Yeah, so that's what we did. We would have the kids. We'd do two kids with an adult, or if they were old enough kids, and we just count up less 25 people or less and move them over. I mean, we'd be in the same area, but we were having individual picnics and got away with it. Right. I don't know if it applies in Kansas City, but worth a try.
What do you do to that 51st homeless person that shows up?
Right.
You're not invited.
No, there's a new picnic, and it's over there.
That's
that table. That's a different picnic over there for number 51.
We're moving the picnic in a minute to the south side of City Hall, and you're invited to that one, sir. Somebody says the permits, Scott, for the garage sales are so that people just don't turn their driveway into a business. And it does create a traffic nuisance in neighborhoods. I have never heard of a time when the city of Roland Park, where I live, has turned down somebody's $5 bill and their request for a permit for a garage sale. If it was a traffic nuisance, then tell people you're only allowed to do it on the 2 days a year that we do it. Otherwise, get out of the way. No permit for you. Aaron in Kingsville. Hello, Aaron.
So what you were just talking about there on the garage sale thing, It's not for those that apply for the permit. It's those that don't apply for the permit where the problem comes in, because they're the ones who are having their garage sales nonstop and causing the issue. And that'd be my brother. So
hang on, Aaron. Does he like turn his driveway into a 52-day a year consignment sale or something?
Every weekend he is selling things out of his garage.
Doesn't he run out of things to sell?
No, because he works for a company that cleans out vacant homes.
I see.
Okay, but Aaron, and I remember this from an old law class I took, if you are doing it routinely every week, every weekend, they can crack down on you for that because you are no longer considered a casual seller. You're not the once-a-year garage sale person. You're now operating a business without a business permit.
Correct, and that's the whole reason for the permit. It's to get those that don't want to follow the rules. Mm-hmm. So, and the same thing with this charity, which I see both sides of it, as you guys do, and you guys have alluded to this as well. The whole thing is to protect the vulnerable. And Scott, you said this before in the past, the government's job's not to protect me from you, it's to protect, you know, whatever.
No. It's not to protect me from me, it's to protect me from you and you from me.
Exactly. And so it's food safety. You know, if these people are cooking out of their homes, Scott, you had renters, and you know how nasty people can get. Not all people, it's food safety. And, you know, you've got to have inspections on it. And it's just, you know, you don't want these people preparing a bad batch of soup and then killing 100 people. Whereas, like you said, it's 25 people groups, fine, whatever. But there are, how many churches are in Kansas City?
Oh, probably thousands.
All they have to do is partner with a church and use their kitchen. That's it. That's all these people have to do. But no, they want to work out of their home and not play by the same set of rules everybody else has to. And, I mean, that's just what it boils down to.
Well, Aaron, you bring up some very good points, and a lot of people writing in about the garage sale, but that's for a different day. But your argument about using a church and, you know, having people just go to the church kitchen and cook their food and then handing it out from there. Most churches are not in downtown Kansas City, where a large majority of the homeless population is. And I'm not going all bleeding heart liberal on you here.
Right.
I just am anti-government half the time. And this just seems like an overreach by the government to tell a group of otherwise do-gooders, you can't hand out food to people who are homeless because A, you haven't gotten a permit. What are they afraid of, that they're going to poison the homeless people?
Yes. And so the thing is they don't have to be in a downtown area to do it. They could cook this food and leave Summit as long as they maintain proper temperature, proper sanitation, you know, while they're cooking it, and then transport it. How do you think Meals on Wheels works?
Well, what if I just want to make a ham and cheese sandwich?
That's a great point. I forgot about Meals on Wheels. Mm-hmm. Do you have to have a food handling permit to go knock on Thelma's door?
Not to deliver it, to cook it. That is the whole thing that I think you guys are stepping over. It's not, I don't believe that it's the delivering of it. It's the preparation of it.
But do the people with Meals on Wheels have to have everything prepared a certain way in a certain kitchen? They do.
Yes.
Okay.
They prepare them in a commercial kitchen, which a church kitchen is a commercial kitchen. You know, they get inspected from time to time. Now, they don't get inspected as often because they are a nonprofit, you know, organization. But if they are feeding the public, they still get inspected at some point.
My argument, though, Aaron, and I think we're beleaguering the point a little bit here, but the homeless don't live near my church primarily in Overland Park, okay? They don't live primarily around the Catholic Church I occasionally attend in Western Shawnee. What if I got together a group of people in Western Shawnee? We went to Sacred Heart Church, okay? And we cooked a bunch of soup and made a bunch of sandwiches and burgers in the church kitchen, okay? Which is inspected from time to time, clearly has its licensing and its permits in order. We drove, you said the delivering is not the problem, it's the cooking. We drove all that food down to Isles Davis Park and started handing it out to homeless people on a Sunday night. Would they shut us down?
That would depend upon the inspection of what you have. And you'd have to maintain the proper temperature, which would be putting whatever vessel that you're carrying it in a cooler or a holding, you know, warming bag or whatever, you know, it may be, or if it's supposed to be cold. That's just the way it is. The rules are the rules. I mean, I hate it.
I know, but that's my larger point, Aaron, and I understand exactly what you're saying, and I know that in many respects you're right. But this idea that, well, the rules are the rules, I hate that line of thinking. Maybe the rules are dumb. Maybe the rules need to be changed. Maybe we need to start thinking about the adverse effects of some of the rules that we've created. 576-7798, Scotty in St. Joe. Hello, Scotty.
Hey, what's the king and queen of radio doing?
Well, we're just sitting here enjoying this beautiful cold day on a Monday afternoon. Thank you for asking. I hope you were talking to us.
I was, really. Hey, I told Rod, you won't have to hit the dump button on me, but this totally burns my you-know-what. It drives me insane. Bureaucracy. It's just crazy. It's people stepping in. Number one, it's people making rules for other people and doing things to other people that they wouldn't do to themselves. Let them put the shoe on the other foot and see what it's like to be homeless. That's one point I want to make. Another point I want to make is, Scott, you said in the past, when you've seen a homeless person, rather than give them money, you might run to Burger King. You might run to McDonald's, grab a burger and fries and take it to them.
I have.
What is going to happen? Is somebody from the health department going to be standing there with a thermometer making sure you weren't gone more than 15 minutes and the burgers start to get cold?
Right. We need a thermometer.
It drives me insane. The last thing I will say, and I'll leave you guys alone and listen, is what is the difference if – I better tone it down a little loud. I'm sorry. What is the difference if somebody is cooking soup for their fellow man out of the pureness of their hearts and maybe – just maybe something happens and maybe somebody gets sick or has a bellyache. What's the difference with maybe a bellyache or a bellyache without any food in your stomach? That just drives me insane. I'm sorry. It's stupid.
It's a good call, man. Hey, dude, thank you for the kind words, and that was a good call. Thank you. 576-7798, 576-7798. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks. Somebody wrote in and said, I'd never heard about Kara Marx on Friday. Can you give us the update?
Sweet baby.
Yes. Andrew Gage is doing very well, born at 11 pounds, 11 ounces.
He's a big boy.
Yep. I know everybody's worried about apple picking Paul. Father is doing fine. So is Kara.
Head on into Volkswagen Elise Summit and do it now. They still have great deals going on right now for you at Volkswagen Elise Summit. One of the things I love about Volkswagen Elise Summit, forget all the money you're going to save, it's the safety features. If you're looking for a safe car maybe for your college kid, you really need to take a look at all of the safety features loaded onto those Volkswagens. I've driven them all, the Atlas, the Tiguan, the Jetta. The Tiguan and the Atlas are actually built on the same frame. One of them seats 7, one of them seats, I think, 5. Those are great options if you're looking for something a little bit bigger. And they all come with a phenomenal big backup camera, number one. Number two, that side impact camera. So you got the jerk driving in your blind spot and you don't know it. The car will alert you that someone is driving back there where they shouldn't be. And I love that feature. So you avoid changing lanes quickly and smashing into some guy that's in your blind spot. Finally, do not forget the Apple Play car system that you plug in your phone, set down the phone, for real, set down the phone, and the car does all of the work for you. That is my absolute favorite safety feature when it comes to those Volkswagens. Get into Volkswagen Lease Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road or vwleasesummit.com. Check out their inventory there, vwleasesummit.com.
The first time I saw you, oh, you look so fine.
The great Lionel Richie.
One day you'll be mine.
Let's wrap up this topic and get moving. Let's go to Adrian in Independence. Hello, Adrian.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Dana. I have a quick question. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason that this particular, they say they're not a group organization, or just people, fellow
sure.
humans, why does it have to be at a city park? I mean, these people have homes, property, I'm assuming, or could there not be a church parking lot or a school parking lot or a stadium parking lot? Why does it have to be at the city park? Because there's not, in these parks, I'm pretty sure there's probably not, you know, 300 plus people on any given day walking around, you know, to be fed. Obviously, there's certain days and times that this is scheduled. So I guess you know, what's going to happen at this point? Because obviously, to go back to the park's not going to happen, or could happen, but was there a reason why, and who has the liability if somebody, let's just say, if somebody did get sick, let's just say that, or something happened and you had somebody that was homeless and had mental illness and there was some kind of violent act? Because if you look at some of this group's advertising, I'm just looking at everything from just, you know, a certain standpoint, I guess, mm-hmm. or just, you know, like that, they advertise on one thing, you know, Kansas City Parks. And if I didn't know any better, I would think Kansas City Parks was sponsoring it. I mean, there's one thing I found. So I thought, well, is this the parks putting this on or is this group? So again, I can see where the city is. And I also understand what these people are doing. The city could have handled it better. Yes, I agree. The city is also saying that they have talked to these people or have warned them before. They say they didn't. So, you know, I'm just curious on, you know, why does it have to be at the city parks, or right. why did it have to be?
My guess is, and I don't know this, Adrian, my guess mm-hmm. is it's because they are physically close to that location. If you are homeless, you are more likely than not mm-hmm. physically close to that location. So let's say you say, okay, we're going to move this to Arrowhead Stadium. If you're homeless, come to Arrowhead.
The Chiefs aren't going to sign off on that.
Well, but she said, why not do it at a stadium? I know that's kind of an absurd example. You have to hold this somewhere where it is available for those without access to public transportation
sure.
or a car. Quite frankly, if you're homeless, it's unlikely you have a car.
No, it is highly unlikely. It's centrally the public park is centrally located. And I just said a very important word, public. Where are you going to find somebody with private property with a large enough parking lot
right.
that they're going to say, yeah, you know what? Have your event on our private property. And Adrian, it's an interesting point you bring up, and one I hadn't considered. A lot of people who are homeless do have mental health issues. What if something happens? What if there is a fight? Somebody gets hurt. There's a fight over,
right.
you got more food than I got. I want that food. And then two homeless people duke it out. Somebody hits their head on the pavement.
People don't fight at free hot soup.
I understand. But these are things, if you own a private business, you have to take into account or at least consideration.
Right.
If something happens, am I going to get stuck with the bill for it? And I bet most private companies are not going to say, yeah, go ahead. You know, I feel bad for the homeless people. Go ahead and do it here. What they need to do, if a reasonable mind entered into the discussion, and by the way, here I am, the city and Free Hot Soup need to sit down. And instead of just, you need to do this, no, we're not going to do that. Well, you need to do this, no, we're not going to do that.
Well, now I'm going
to
pour bleach on your sandwiches.
And we're going to keep coming back anyway, and you can pour all the bleach you want because we're from Johnson County, we make plenty of money, and we're going to make as many sandwiches as we can. They need to sit down and just say, listen, we have a homeless problem in Kansas City. we want to do something to help them. What can we do that you're not going to come in, grab our food, and pour bleach on it? Where can we take it? When can we take it there? But we're not going to be paying for a permit to hand out free food to people who don't have homes. But then again, I'm reasonable. John in Belton. Hello, John.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but by them guys getting a permit, wouldn't that cover the city's butt? Like, say they fed people without a permit, and
you're saying with the permit, maybe it covers from a lawsuit or something.
Exactly. So you feed people without a permit, a bunch of them get sick, 30, 40 people go to a hospital. How much is that going to cost taxpayers money?
Mm-hmm.
Compared if they had a permit, made sure their food was right.
All right. Glad you called in, man. Thank you for it. Maybe if calmer heads would just prevail and people would sit down and talk face-to-face, we could come up with a compromise. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ, the last-minute push. More next.
Hey, Dana right here for Seal Once KC. Now's the time to call my guys at Seal Once KC. Colder temperatures are here. The snow will be flying before you know it. It is time to get your deck, your patio, your fence, all of that stuff permanently sealed and protected. That's what Seal Once KC does. They will come out, clean, and seal any wood or concrete surface with that clear, penetrating permanent sealant. And remember, they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration when they do that work. And then think about your cracked and stained garage or basement floors. Seal Once KC has you covered there with their permanent polymer decorative coating. Easy to clean, non-slip texture, comes in a variety of great colors. So easy to keep clean. Give them a call today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call, get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to SealOnceKC.com, call 816-942-3927 today.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.